Good morning and thank you for having me here, inviting me here once again to share the gospel.
Dobro jutro i hvala što ste me pozvali da mogu s vama još jedanput podijeliti evanđelje.
It's been almost a year since I was here the last time.
Prošla je gotovo godina dana od kad sam prošli puta bio ovdje.
And since a year ago, I've spent a number of days with Damir.
I unutar tih godinu dana proveo sam sad dosta vremena sa Damirom.
Thank you, Pastor Damir, for hosting me once again and my friends in your house.
Pastoru Damiru zahvaljujem na gostoprimstvu prema meni i mojim prijateljima u svom domu.
He has fed us like fat Americans the whole weekend.
Hranio nas je kao debele Amerikance cijeli tjedan.
Spoiled us rotten.
I do kraja nas je razmazio.
And his wife now needs a vacation.
A supruga mu sad treba ići na godišnji.
I said a year ago that I grew up, I'm the same age as Pastor Damir.
Ja sam rekao prošli put da sam odrastao slično kao i pastor Damir.
Even though he seems much younger than me.
Iako on puno mlađe izgleda od mene, istih smo godina.
We're both children of the Cold War.
Oboje smo djeca hladnog rata.
And American teenagers in the 1980s like me.
I američki tinejdžeri u 80-ima kao što sam ja bio.
Didn't know all of the states that were inside of the Soviet Union.
Nisu znali za sve države koje su bile unutar Sovjetskog Saveza.
But we knew about Yugoslavia.
Ali smo znali za Jugoslaviju.
Because of the Yugo.
Zbog automobila Jugo.
But even though we knew about the Yugo,
ali iako smo znali za Jugo,
and Yugoslavia,
i Jugoslaviju,
I never dreamed that I would have a friend in Croatia.
Nisam ni sanjao da ću imati prijatelja u Hrvatskoj.
Or really more than a friend, a brother.
I puno više od prijatelja, brata.
See what the gospel does.
Vidite što evanđelje čini.
So today we're going to read from Matthew chapter 18.
Jutros ćemo čitati iz evanđelja po Mateju iz 18. poglavlja.
Verses 18 through 35. 21 through 35.
21 do 35.
Would you stand for the reading
of
Scripture?
Možemo ustati da čitamo iz Božje riječi.
Go ahead.
Dakle, Matej 18, od 21 do 35. Tada pristupi k njemu Petar i reče: Gospodine, koliko puta da oprostim bratu svomu ako se ogriješio mene? Do 7 puta, kaže mu Isus. Ne kažem ti do 7 puta, nego do 70 puta 7. Stoga je kraljevstvo nebesko kao kad kralj odluči urediti račune sa slugama. Kad započe obračunavati, dovedoše mu jednoga koji mu dugovaše 10.000 talenata. Kako nije imao odakle vratiti, zapovjedi gospodar da se proda on, žena mu i djeca i sve što imate, te se podmiri dug. Na to sluga pade ničice predanj, govoreći: strpljenja imaj sa mnom i sve ću ti vratiti. Gospodar se smilova tomu sluzi, otpusti ga i dug mu oprosti. A kad taj isti sluga izađe, naiđe na jednoga svoga druga koji mu dugovaše 100 denara, uhvati ga i stane ga daviti, govoreći: vrati što si dužan. Drug padne predanj i stane ga zaklinjati: strpljenja imaj sa mnom i vratit ću ti. Ali on ne htjede, nego ode i baci ga u tamnicu, dok mu ne vrati duga. Kad njegovi drugovi vidješi što se dogodilo, silno ražalošćeni odoše i sve to dojaviše gospodaru. Tada ga gospodar dozva i reče mu: slugo opaki, sav sam ti onaj dug oprostio jer si me zamolio. Nije li trebalo da se i ti smiloješ svome drugu, kao što sam se i ja tebi smilovao? I gospodar ga rasrđen preda mučiteljima dok mu ne vrati svega duga. Tako će i Otac moj nebeski učiniti s vama ako svatko od srca ne oprosti svomu bratu.
Before we speak about him, let's speak to him.
Prije nego što govorimo o njemu, govorimo malo prema njemu.
Let's pray.
Molit ćemo.
Father, we ask you today.
Oče, molimo te ovoga jutra.
That more than speak about forgiveness.
Da više nego što ćeš nam govoriti o oproštenju.
That you would grant us forgiveness.
Da nam podariš oproštenje.
And that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see.
Da nam daš uši da čujemo i oči da vidimo.
All that you say and all that you have done.
Sve ono što si rekao i sve ono što si učinio.
to bring us to you.
Da nas privučeš i dovedeš k sebi.
To make us your sons and daughters.
Da nas učiniš svojim sinovima i kćerima.
And now may the words of my mouth
i neka riječi mojih usta
and the meditations of our hearts
i razmišljanja našeg srca
be acceptable in your sight.
Budu prihvatljivi u tvojim očima.
Our Lord, our strength and our redeemer.
Naš Gospode, naša snaga i naš otkupitelju.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Izvolite sjesti.
What's the matter with you?
Što s tobom ne valja ili što ti je?
What's at the heart of the matter?
A što je srž problema?
I wonder if you know this American rock band called The Eagles.
Ne znam da li ste čuli za američki rock band The Eagles.
They still play their songs on European radio stations.
Njihove pjesme još uvijek se vrte na europskim radijskim postajama.
Desperado and Take It Easy and Hotel California.
Desperado, Take It Easy, Hotel California.
They were on the radio when I was a child a lot.
Puno su ih puštali na radio dok sam bio dijete.
They were world famous.
Bili su popularni diljem svijeta.
They sold tens of millions of records.
Prodali su na desetke milijuna ploča.
They traveled the whole world over.
Putovali su po cijelom svijetu.
They were famous.
Bili su popularni.
They were rich.
Bili su bogati.
But they hated each other.
Ali su mrzili jedni druge.
After less than 10 years together,
nakon manje od 10 zajedničkih godina,
the band broke up.
Bend se raspao.
And a reporter from Rolling Stone magazine interviewed one of the founding members.
I novinar časopisa Rolling Stone intervjuirao je jednog od osnivača benda.
They asked founding member Don Henley if the band could ever get back together again.
Osnivača Dona Henleya pitali su hoće li se bend ikada ponovno okupiti.
If for no other reason for the good of the fans.
Ako zbog ničeg drugog, ono bar radi svojih pratitelja, fanova.
And he said, sure, we could get back together again.
I on je rekao, da, naravno, mogli bismo se ponovno okupiti.
But it will be a very cold day and a very hot place when we do.
Ali to će biti jako hladan dan na jako vrućem mjestu kad se mi okupimo.
About 13 years later, he wrote a song called The Heart of the Matter.
I 13 godina kasnije napisao je pjesmu Srž stvari.
And performed it with the Eagles when they reunited for their tour.
I izveo je tu pjesmu sa Eaglesima kada su se ponovno okupili za turneju.
The words of the chorus say this.
I refren ide ovako.
I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter.
Pokušao sam doći do srži stvari, do srži problema.
But my will gets weak and my friends seem to scatter.
Ali moja volja je dosta slaba, a prijatelji su se razišli.
But I think it's about forgiveness.
Ali mislim da se radi o oproštenju.
What's at the heart of the matter with you?
A što je srž problema ili srž stvari kod vas?
And really more importantly, what's at the heart of the matter with Jesus?
I što je u srži stvari kod Isusa?
I want you to notice first of all Peter's provocation.
Htio bih da prvo obratimo pozornost na Petrovu provokaciju.
In verse 21.
U 21. stihu.
Then Peter came up to him and said, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7."
Tada pristupi k njemu Petar i reče, gospodine, koliko puta da oprostim bratu svome ako se ogriješi o mene? Do 7 puta, kaže mu Isus. Ne kažem ti do 7 puta, nego do 70 puta 7.
Parables are difficult if you don't have a key.
Prispodobe su dosta teške za razumjeti ako nemate ključ za razumijevanje.
Maybe the key word for this parable is the word brother found in verse 21.
Možda je ključna ta riječ za razumijevanje ovoga teksta, ova riječ bratu. koju nalazimo u 21. stihu.
Like a frame around a picture, brother provides a frame for this story.
Kao što okvir služi u slici da je u okviri, tako i ova riječ brat služi kao neka vrsta okvira da možemo razumjeti ovu prispodobu.
Without the word brother, it's hard to know who Jesus wants us to forgive and why.
Bez riječi bratu teško možemo shvatiti kome Isus želi da oprostimo i zašto.
So Peter asks Jesus a question.
Dakle, Petar Isusu postavlja pitanje.
How many times should I forgive my brother?
Koliko puta da oprostim svome bratu?
As much as 7 times?
Do 7 puta čak.
This seems very generous to Peter.
I Petru se to čini jako velikodušno oprostiti 7 puta.
Where did he come up with the number 7?
A odakle mu taj broj 7?
It's the perfect number. Maybe it seems like the perfect amount of forgiveness.
To je savršeni broj. Možda se to njemu činilo kao savršeni broj opraštanja.
But Peter knew the Old Testament.
Ali Petar je poznavao i Stari Zavjet.
It was his Bible.
To je bila njegova Biblija.
And Proverbs 24, verse 16 says,
u Izrekama 24:13 piše:
A righteous man will fall 7 times and yet will rise again.
24. Pravednik.
A righteous man will fall 7 times.
Pravednik pada i do 7 puta, ali se ponovno podiže.
And will rise again.
Ne mogu pronaći. Ali sigurno je unutra.
Like us, Peter is looking for a way to have a rule.
Poput nas, Petar traži neku vrstu pravila.
We don't like forgiveness.
Nama se ne dopada pretjerano opraštanje.
Can we limit it somehow?
Možemo li to na neki način ipak ograničiti?
Because it's painful to give it.
Jer dosta je bolno davati oproštenje.
So Peter was looking for a rule that makes a limit to the amount of grace that he has to give.
I Petar traži neku vrstu pravila čime će ograničiti koliko milosti može pružiti drugima.
This is what religion does.
I religija je takva.
It places a limit on what our hearts are supposed to do.
Religija stavlja ograničenja prema onome što bismo mi trebali učiniti u svome srcu.
Religious rules reduce grace.
Religijska pravila ograničavaju milost.
By keeping account of other people's wrongs.
Tako što broje koliko puta nam je neko učinio nešto nažao.
Law keeps count, but grace does not.
Zakon broji, a milost ne broji.
Where did he get this from, though?
Odakle mu to?
What is the connotation of the number 7?
Koje su konotacije broja 7?
In Peter's time, the religious leaders,
u Petrovo vrijeme, vjerski vođe,
taught that it was improper for their disciples to forgive more than 3 times.
Vjerski vođe su naučavali da je neispravno ako njihovi učenici opraštaju više od 3 puta.
They found this also in the Old Testament.
I to su našli u Starom Zavjetu.
In the book of Amos.
U Amosovoj knjizi.
There's a very strange thing in the book of Amos.
U Amosovoj knjizi nalazimo jednu dosta čudnu stvar.
There's a formula that God speaks in through the prophet Amos.
Jedna formula kroz koju Bog progovara kroz proroka Amosa.
It sounds like this.
Zvuči ovako.
For 3 transgressions or for 4.
Za 3 prekršaja ili 4.
I will not forgive the transgressions of Damascus.
Neću oprostiti prijestupa damašćanskih.
What this means is that God will forgive up to 3 times, but no more.
A to znači da će Bog oprostiti do 3 puta, više ne.
So the rabbis of Peter's day took that verse and twisted it.
Tako da su rabini Petrovog vremena uzeli taj stih iz Amosa i jednostavno su ga izvrnuli.
They said if God is not willing to forgive his enemies,
ako rekli su ako Bog nije spreman opraštati svojim neprijateljima,
more than 3 times why should you?
Više od 3 puta zašto biste vi?
Now never mind that this is not what God was saying.
Ali nije im bilo previše bitno da nije to ono što Bog govori.
Never mind all the verses in the scripture that say.
Nema, za njih nisu bili bitni svi oni stihovi u Bibliji gdje se kaže
that God forgives our sins and separates them as far as the east is from the west.
Da Bog oprašta naše grijehe i razdvaja ih toliko koliko je istok daleko od zapada.
Buries them under the sea.
Pokapa ih na dno mora.
And remembers them against us no more.
I više ih se ne sjeća protiv nas.
The rabbi said, but only three times.
A rabini su rekli, ipak samo tri puta.
It seems like a lot of the New Testament and Jesus is against this.
I čini se da je kompletni Novi Zavjet, uključujući Isusa, protiv takvog stava.
1 Corinthians 13:5.
1 Korinčanima 13:5.
The love chapter.
Poglavlje o ljubavi.
Love keeps no record of wrongs.
Ljubav ne pamti zlo.
So Peter probably thought that Jesus would pat him on the head.
I Petar je sigurno mislio da će ga Isus sad potapšati po glavi.
And say, good job, Peter.
I reći mu, bravo, Petar.
Seven is more than twice the amount that the rabbis are teaching.
Sedam je duplo više i više nego što su rabini naučavali.
But instead Jesus rebuked him.
Ali Isus ga kori.
I did not say seven times.
Ne kažem ti do sedam puta.
I said seven times 70.
Rekao sam ti 70 puta sedam.
Now maybe Peter was getting a little tired.
Možda je Petar bio umoran.
And his temper was a little bit wearing thin.
I možda mu je strpljenje već popuštalo.
Maybe like the rock band the Eagles.
Možda poput ovog rock benda Eaglesi.
He'd been traveling around a Jesus band for 3 years.
On je sa bendom Isus hodao već 3 godine.
And he was getting sick and tired of Thomas.
I bilo mu je dosta već ovoga Tome.
And he was not happy with his brother Andrew.
A nije baš pretjerano bio sretan ni sa bratom Andrijom.
And he had it up to here with those sons of thunder.
A ovi sinovi groma su mu već do tu došli.
Peter and John.
Petar.
I mean, James and John.
Jakov i Ivan.
Do I really have to keep forgiving these guys?
Stvarno moram ovim likovima opraštati.
Maybe he thought it's time for the band to break up.
Možda je mislio da je vrijeme da se bend raziđe.
And Jesus said, no, 70 times 7.
A Isus mu veli, ne, kažem ti 70 puta 7.
Maybe he was suffering the pain of close proximity.
Možda je patio od boli blizine, bliskosti.
Do you ever suffer the pain of close proximity with your brothers and sisters?
Da li vi možda nekad patite zbog te boli blizine sa braćom i sestrama?
Several years ago I took the youth group of my church on a trip.
Prije nekoliko godina vodio sam omladinu iz crkve na putovanje.
To a summer camp.
Išli smo u ljetni kamp.
I put all of these teenagers in a van.
Potrpao sam tinejdžere u kombi.
Filled it up with Coca-Cola, chocolate and candy.
Napunio sam sve sa slatkišima, čokoladom i Coca-Colom.
And we hit the road.
I krenuli smo.
And it was a party and there was laughter all the way to camp.
I partijali su i smijali se sve do kampa.
I could barely get them out of the van.
Jedva sam ih natjerao da izađu van iz kombija.
But I did and I came back 5 days later.
Ali uspjelo mi je i vratio sam se nakon 5 dana.
And when they got back in the van after living in a cabin together for 5 days.
Nakon što su živjeli skupa 5 dana u jednoj kući, jedva sam ih prepoznao.
These loud teenagers.
Glasni tinejdžeri.
Spoke not a word.
Nisu progovorili niti riječ.
There was no laughter.
Nije bilo smijeha.
They did not want to touch each other.
Nisu se htjeli dodirivati.
They sat like this.
Sjedili su ko mumije.
And I thought maybe they were just very tired.
I mislio sam si, a sigurno su jako umorni.
After church on Sunday though.
Poslije crkve u nedjelju.
I found out they weren't tired. They were mad.
Saznao sam da nisu bili umorni, nego da su bili ljuti.
It's one thing to see people that you love for an hour or two on Sunday.
I okay, kad se vidite s nekim koga volite na sat vremena u crkvi.
But it's another thing to share a bedroom with them.
Ali čisto druga stvar je biti u spavaćoj sobi s njima.
Even if it's only for 5 days.
Čak ja samo na 5 dana.
What do you do with the pain of close proximity?
Što radite u pitanju, po pitanju te boli bliske prisutnosti jedni s drugima.
Jesus says 70 times 7.
Isus veli 70 puta 7.
The second thing is the king's clemency.
Druga stvar je kraljeva blagost ili kraljevo opraštanje.
In verse 23 it says,
u 23. stihu kaže,
therefore the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed 10,000 talents.
Stoga je kraljevstvo nebesko kao kad kralj odluči urediti račune sa slugama. Kad započe obračunavati, dovedeše mu jednoga koji mu dugovaše 10,000 talenata.
Jesus talks about forgiveness with debt.
Isus objašnjava oproštenje na temelju duga.
And look how large this debt is.
I pogledajmo koliki je ovaj dug.
Verse 24 says 10,000 talents.
24. stih veli 10,000 talenata.
I went to the ATM machine a few days ago.
Bio sam na bankomatu prije par dana.
Here in Čakovec.
Tu u Čakovcu.
And there were no talents coming out of the ATM machine.
I nisu talenti izlazili iz bankomata.
What in the world is a talent?
A što je to talent?
The first time I ever heard liberalism in the church was through this parable.
Prvi put kad sam čuo neke liberalne ideje u crkvi, bilo je upravo kroz ovaj tekst.
I was a teenager and in the country of Gibraltar.
Bio sam teenager i bio sam u Gibraltaru.
And one day my host said, let's go to the high church.
I moj domaćin rekao je, idemo u onu uzvišenu crkvu.
I grew up in a Baptist church.
Ja sam odrastao u baptističkoj crkvi.
I'd even heard of Methodist churches.
Čuo sam za metodiste.
And Pentecostal churches.
I pentekostalne crkve.
But I had never heard of a high church.
Ali nisam čuo za te uzvišene crkve, visoke crkve.
So I was curious and I wanted to hear what they had to say.
Bio sam radoznao, zanimalo me što imaju za reći.
And this is what they said.
I evo što su rekli.
10,000 talents.
10,000 talenata.
This is impossible.
To je nemoguće.
This would be like saying $10 million.
To je kao da je rekao 10 milijuna dolara.
But we can't take this seriously.
Ali ne možemo to shvatiti doslovno.
After all, Jesus was known to tell tall tales.
Ali rekli su, pa Isus je onako bio poznat po tome da priča izmišljotine.
So said the priest.
Tako je rekao taj svećenik.
Well, listen, I had to whisper to my neighbors.
Ja sam morao šapnuti ovima s kojima sam došao.
Like my grandmother used to whisper to me in crowded places.
Kao što je meni baka znala došapnuti na dok je bila negdje gužva.
So that my neighbors could hear in their house.
Tako da su to mogli taj šapat čuti i susjedi u kući malo dalje.
And I said, did he just call Jesus a liar?
Da li je ovaj upravo Isusa nazvao lažljivcem?
Suddenly I understood what the high church was.
I onda sam shvatio što to znači ta visoka ili uzvišena crkva.
I was sure that the priest had been smoking a little marijuana.
Siguran sam bio da si je svećenik zarolao jednog zelenka.
And this is the high church.
I to je ta visoka crkva.
Maybe we can do better than call Jesus a liar.
Možda bi mogli ipak malo bolje nego da Isusa nazivamo lašcem.
Let's try a little bit better.
Probajmo bolje.
So the monetary system in Jesus' day began with the denarius.
Monetarni sustav u Isusovo vrijeme započinjao je denarom.
The denarius was a day's wage for a Roman soldier.
Denar je bio dnevna plaća rimskog vojnika.
But this says 10,000 talents.
Ali tu piše 10,000 talenata.
A talent was 6,000 denarii.
Talent je bio 6,000 denara.
6,000 days wages for one talent.
6,000 dnevnih plaća za jedan talent.
Or enough money to pay a soldier for 17 years.
Ili drugim rečima, dovoljno novca da se jednog vojnika plati 17 godina.
That's one talent.
To je jedan talent.
10,000 talents.
10,000 talenata
is 17 years wages for 10,000 soldiers.
Je 17 godina plaće za 10,000 vojnika.
This is a lot of money.
To je jako puno novaca.
How much money is this?
Koliko je to novaca?
Well, there's a clue in the parable.
U ovoj prispodobi imamo mali nagovještaj.
Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like.
Isus kaže kraljevstvo je nebesko kao ili poput.
A king who wished to settle accounts.
Poput kralja koji je odlučio urediti račune sa slugama.
So this is not a slave.
Dakle, ne radi se o robu
who took out a loan,
koji je digao nekakav kredit,
or a national leader,
ili neki narodni vođa,
who took out a loan at a Russian bank,
i koji je uzeo možda nekakav kredit u ruskoj banci,
and then went missing,
i onda je nestao, ne može ga se naći.
This is a tax farmer.
Radi se tax farmer
in the Roman Empire.
Radi se o farmeru, recimo, u Rimskom carstvu.
The way they handle taxes,
način na koji su ti poreznici obračunavali porez,
was that Caesar divided up the region by territories.
Je tako da je car podijelio neko područje na manje cjeline, na teritorije.
And he put governors over those territories.
I postavio je upravitelje na svakom tom teritoriju.
And he put tax men over the territories too.
I nad tim teritorijem postavio je svoje poreznike.
And those men were called servants.
I ti ljudi su se nazivali sluge.
And those servants were responsible for the taxation for entire regions or countries.
I ti sluge su bili odgovorni za prikupljanje poreza na cijelom području.
So this parable is not about someone's personal debt.
Dakle, ova prispodoba ne govori o nečijem osobnom dugu.
It's about a tax collector for an entire region of the Roman Empire.
Nego se govori o čovjeku koji prikuplja porez za cijelo područje.
Who is supposed to spend a whole year receiving taxes from the citizens?
Koji je trebao cijelu godinu prikupljati porez od građana.
And then he pays those taxes to Caesar.
I onda taj porez plaća caru.
And he keeps some of the money as profit.
Jedan dio tog novca zadržava za sebe kao zaradu.
So when the servant is called to settle his account,
dakle, kad se pozove slugu da položi račune,
it's discovered that he owes a lot of money.
Otkrili su da je dužan jako puno novaca.
As much as an entire division of an army would be paid.
Koliko bi recimo koštala cijela jedna vojna divizija.
This was a very big territory.
Radilo se o velikom području koje je nadgledao.
But he doesn't have the money.
Ali on nema taj novac.
He's embezzled or stolen the money.
Pronevjerio je ili je ukrao taj novac.
One more look at how much this is.
Još jedan put da promotrimo koliko je to novaca.
Requires me to use a Greek word.
Moram upotrebiti jednu grčku riječ.
And this Greek word sounds almost identical to an English word.
I ta grčka riječ zvuči gotovo jednako kao i engleska riječ.
I don't know if it will translate into Croatian or not.
Ne znam da li je to moguće tako prevesti na hrvatski.
But Greek speaking people didn't count very high.
Ali Grci, ljudi koji su govorili grčkim jezikom, nisu brojali tako daleko, nisu imali toliko velike brojeve.
10,000 was as much as they liked to count.
10,000 je bio najveći broj do kojega su brojali.
And like us, they use other words to describe more than that.
I za veće brojeve koristili su neke druge riječi.
So the word translated 10,000,
dakle, riječ prevedena sa 10,000
is the Greek word murion.
Je grčka riječ murion,
which is translated into English myriad.
To se na engleskom prevodi sa mirijada, a mi bismo rekli bezbroj. Tisuću tisuća, milion bi to bilo kod nas.
Good.
Milion.
Okay, so Americans don't like to count too much.
Amerikanci isto ne vole puno brojati.
So when we want to estimate a large number of things.
I kad volimo, kad želimo procijeniti nešto čega je velika količina.
We just say there's a myriad.
Velimo toga je mirijada.
It's uncountable.
Nemoguće izbrojati.
This word is in the New Testament in a number of places.
I ta riječ nalazi se na nekoliko mjesta u Novom Zavjetu.
When the apostle John sees into heaven in the book of Revelation.
Kada u knjizi Otkrivenja apostol Ivan ima viđenje neba.
And wants to explain how many angels are there.
I želi objasniti koliko anđela je tamo vidio.
He says 10,000 times 10,000.
On je rekao 10,000 puta 10,000.
And thousands upon thousands.
I tisuću na tisuću.
The word he says is myrion times myrion.
I u stvari koristi ovu riječ mirijada puta mirijada.
If you take that literally to mean 10,000 times 10,000,
ako doslovno uzmemo 10,000 puta 10,000,
that means hundreds of millions.
To znači stotine milijuna.
And then add more thousands to that.
I još par tisuća tome dodajte.
If you take it not literally, what he means is,
ako ne shvaćamo doslovno ono što piše,
more than anyone can count times more than anyone can count.
To znači više nego što itko može izbrojati, puta više nego što netko može izbrojati.
And then a lot more than that.
I još više od toga.
How much money does the servant owe?
Koliko je sluga dužan?
More than anyone could count.
Više nego bilo tko može izbrojati.
I might say to you,
mogu vam reći,
he owed more money than you believe.
Bio je dužan više nego što vjerujete.
He owed an unbelievable amount of money.
Nevjerojatnu količinu novaca je bio dužan.
But he didn't have the money.
Ali nije imao taj novac.
Which meant that he had stolen the money.
Što je značilo da je taj novac ukrao.
And that he had spent the money.
I onda je taj novac potrošio.
This is what the problem is.
U tome je problem.
And we find out something though about this king and not just his servant.
Ali učimo nešto o ovome kralju, ne samo o njegovom sluzi.
That Jesus, a Jewish rabbi,
da Isus, židovski rabin,
is telling a story about the kingdom of God,
priča priču o Božjem kraljevstvu.
By telling a story about a non-Jewish king.
Tako što priča priču o nežidovskom kralju.
A non-Jewish king did not set up tax situations like this.
Nežidovski kralj ne bi postavio ovakav porezni sustav.
And like the story of the good Samaritan,
isto kao u priči o dobrom Samarijancu,
he's teaching his followers about a foreigner.
On svoje sljedbenike poučavao nekom strancu.
Who's like God?
Koji je poput Boga.
He's telling us that the kingdom of God is like a compassionate king.
On nam govori da je kraljevstvo Božje poput suosjećajnog kralja.
And down in verse 27,
u 27. stihu,
Jesus says, and out of pity for him, or out of compassion for him, the master released and forgave the debt.
Čitamo, gospodar se smilova tomu sluzi, otpusti ga i dug mu oprosti.
The kingdom of God is like a king.
Kraljevstvo nebesko je poput kralja.
Who forgives someone who's literally worthless.
Koji oprašta nekome koji je doslovno bezvredan.
And why?
A zašto?
Not because of the servant.
Ne zbog sluge.
But because the king is compassionate.
Nego zato što kralj je suosjećajan.
I didn't grow up Catholic.
Ja nisam odrastao kao katolik.
I grew up Baptist.
Odrastao sam kao baptist.
I'd never even been in a Catholic church.
Nisam nikada ni bio u katoličkoj crkvi.
Until I went to seminary.
Dok nisam otišao na studij.
And for my own educational purposes, I visited a Catholic church.
I zbog svoje naobrazbe otišao sam, posjetio sam katoličku crkvu.
I thought it was pretty good until the end.
I mislio sam da je sve okay do samog kraja.
And the priest had a box with questions in it.
I svećenik je imao jednu kutiju s pitanjima.
He, after his sermon, took out a question.
I nakon svoje propovjedi uzeo je pitanje.
From his congregation.
Pitanje od svoje zajednice, pastve.
This was the question.
A ovo je bilo pitanje.
The scripture says Jesus wept.
U Svetom pismu piše da je Isus zaplakao.
How is this possible if Jesus is God?
Kako je to moguće ako je Isus Bog?
How can God weep?
Kako Bog može plakati?
And the priest said,
A svećenik je rekao,
Jesus was God, but he was also a man.
Isus je bio Bog, ali je također bio i čovjek.
And by virtue of his humanness,
a zbog te svoje ljudskosti,
he was able to feel sorry.
Mogao je osjećati sažaljenje
for the death of his friend.
Zbog smrti svog prijatelja.
And he therefore cried.
I zato je plakao.
Next question.
Sljedeće pitanje.
You see the problem?
Vidite u čemu je problem?
What do we do with scripture verses like this one?
A što ćemo sa ovakvim tekstovima?
And so many others.
I toliko drugih tekstova.
That teach us that our Father and our God.
Koji nas uče da je naš Otac i naš Bog.
Takes pity and forgives his children.
Je milostiv i da oprašta svoje djeci.
In the year 2000.
2000. godine.
At the end of the Clinton administration.
Na završetku Clintonove administracije.
Like a lot of American presidents.
Poput mnogih američkih predsjednika.
And other world leaders.
I drugih svjetskih vođa.
Before they leave office, they grant clemency.
Prije nego što napuste svoju službu, oni daju oproštenje.
To people who have been convicted of crimes.
Daju oproštenje ljudima koji su počinili zločine.
I was watching CNN.
Pomilovanje. Gledao sam na CNN-u.
And they were discussing the clemency that was granted from President Clinton.
I oni su komentirali to pomilovanje koje je Clinton dao.
To a man whose name is very ironic.
I čovjeku koji ima vrlo ironično ime.
Mark Rich.
Mark Rich, što znači bogat u prijevodu.
Mark Rich's crime was tax evasion.
Zločin Marka Richa ili bogatog je bio izbjegavanje plaćanja poreza.
He owned a big company.
Bio je vlasnik velike tvrtke.
He owed $30 million in taxes.
I bio je dužan 30 milijuna dolara poreza.
He did not want to pay $30 million.
Ali nije htio platiti 30 milijuna dolara.
So he went to Switzerland.
Pa je malo otišao u Švicarsku.
And sent money to President Clinton's campaign.
I poslao je novac za kampanju predsjednika Clintona.
President Clinton got elected.
A predsjednika Clintona su izabrali.
Twice.
Dva puta.
With a lot of Mark Rich's money.
Sa dosta novaca koje je primio od toga Marka Richa.
And after 8 years in office.
I nakon 8 godina svoga službovanja.
President Clinton granted Mark Rich clemency.
Je predsjednik Clinton je tome Marku Richu dao pomilovanje.
At the time he granted the clemency,
baš u tom trenutku kad je dao pomilovanje,
with interest and penalties,
sa kamatama, kaznom i kamatama,
Mark Rich owed $100 million.
Mark Rich je bio dužan 100 milijuna dolara.
So CNN wanted to know how does someone get clemency.
I zato je CNN zanimalo kako to da neko može primiti pomilovanje.
From the President of the United States.
Od predsjednika Sjedinjenih Država.
They came up with three ways.
I pronašli su tri načina.
They said you have to have a lot of money.
Prvo morate imati jako puno novaca.
Or you have to be unjustly accused.
Ili morate biti nepravedno osuđeni.
Or you have to be a personal friend of the President of the United States.
Ili morate biti osobni prijatelj predsjednika Sjedinjenih Država.
The servant in this story.
Sluga u ovoj priči.
Was not unjustly accused.
Nije bio nepravedno osuđen.
He did not have a lot of money.
I nije imao puno novaca.
But what he did have.
A što je imao?
Was a personal relationship with a compassionate king.
Bio je osobni prijatelj suosjećajnog kralja.
Do you?
Imate li vi?
Third, look at the servant's severity.
Treće, pogledajmo žestinu ovoga sluge.
Verse 28 says.
Oštrinu, ako hoćete tako. Stihovi 28 do 30.
But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii and laid his hands on him and took him by the throat saying, pay me what you owe.
A kad ta isti sluga izađe, naiđe na jednoga svoga druga koji mu dugovaše 100 denara, uhvati ga i stane ga daviti govoreći vrati što si dužan.
This verse begins with the small word but.
Ovaj stih počinje sa malom riječi a, odnosno ali.
It's to provide a shocking contrast.
Zato jer želi se napraviti jedan vrlo šokantni kontrast.
To everything that came before in the story.
Svemu onome što se dogodilo prije u ovoj priči.
The servant sees the fellow servant.
Sluga izađe i naiđe na jednoga svoga kolegu.
He laid his hands on him.
Uhvatio ga je.
Violently.
Nasilno.
He didn't call him in.
Nije ga zvao.
He didn't have a meeting.
Nisu imali sastanak.
He hunted him down in the street like a dog.
Nego ga je lovio po cesti kao nekakvog psa.
And demanded payment.
I zahtijevao je da mu ovaj plati.
By choking him.
Tako što ga je davio.
And how much did this fellow servant owe?
A koliko je ovaj njegov kolega mu bio dužan?
100 denari.
100 denara.
A denarius is a day's wage.
Denar je ona dnevna plaća.
100 denari is 100 days wages.
A 100 denara je 100 dnevnih plaća, 100 dnevnica bismo rekli.
I don't know how much money you make.
Ne znam koliko vi zarađujete.
But we've all owed money in the past.
Ali svi smo bili nešto dužni u prošlosti.
If you've ever bought a house.
Ako ste ikada kupovali kuću.
Or you take out a mortgage on anything.
Pa ste digli hipoteku na bilo što.
You know that you can manage 100 days debt.
Znate da ipak možete izaći na kraj sa 100 dnevnica duga.
Compared to the amount forgiven him.
Usporedbi sa količinom novaca koji mu je bio oprošten.
Which was uncountable.
Što se nije dalo izbrojati.
This is small.
Ovo je vrlo, vrlo malo.
What we call in America small potatoes.
Mi to zovemo u Americi mali krumpirići.
This is nothing.
Mi to zovemo nečim beznačajnim. Sića.
This servant who had been forgiven.
Sluga kojem je bilo oprošteno.
Of the great debt.
Veliki dug mu je bio oprošten.
Placed himself above the king who forgave him.
On se je digao, taj sluga, iznad kralja koji mu je oprostio.
If you want another view of how gracious the king is,
ako vas zanima možda nekakav drugačiji pogled kako je to, na koji način je taj sluga bio kralj bio milostiv,
he does not fire the servant who owed him the great debt.
Kralj nije otpustio svoga slugu kojemu je bio toliko dužan.
The man kept his job as a tax collector.
Taj čovjek je zadržao svoj položaj sakupljača poreza.
Even though he cheated the king.
Iako je prevario kralja.
Out of a lot.
I to za puno novaca.
What is it about human nature?
Što je to ipak u ljudskoj naravi?
That makes us abuse our freedom.
Da nas tjera da zloupotrebljavamo slobodu koja nam je dana.
By taking it away from someone else.
Tako što ćemo drugome zanijekati tu istu slobodu.
Many years ago, the director Steven Spielberg
prije dosta godina režiser Steven Spielberg
made a film called Amistad.
Snimio je film naslova Amistad.
About the African slave trade.
I taj film bavi se temom trgovanja robljem iz Afrike.
In the 18th century.
U 18. stoljeću.
The story is very simple.
Priča je vrlo jednostavna.
A ship arrives from Europe in Africa.
Brod dolazi iz u Europu iz Afrike.
Some West Africans are captured.
Tamo su lovili ljude po zapadnoj Africi.
And sold to a European slave trader.
Prodavali su ih europskim trgovcima robljem.
And they sail for America.
I tako su dalje jedrili za Ameriku.
But while they're en route to America.
Ali dok su bili na putu za Ameriku,
one of the slaves gets free from his chains.
Jedan rob oslobodio se svojih okova.
And with that freedom comes a struggle.
I s tom slobodom došla je borba.
And the captain of the ship is killed.
I bio je ubijen kapetan broda.
When they arrive in America and the man's death is discovered.
Kad su došli u Ameriku i kad su otkrili da je čovjek bio ubijen,
all of the slaves are put into prison.
Sve robove su stavili u zatvor.
And put on trial for their lives.
I onda su im sudili, htjeli su im dosuditi smrtnu kaznu.
They claim justification of their own personal defense.
I oni su se pozivali na opravdanje kao svoju, htjeli su se opravdati svojoj obrani.
Trying to protect their own lives.
Htjeli su zaštititi vlastiti život.
They didn't mean to kill the man.
Nisu htjeli ubiti tog čovjeka.
They were acquitted three times in three different cases.
Bili su oslobođeni tri puta za tri različita slučaja.
But this was not good enough.
Ali to nije bilo dosta.
And finally they went to the Supreme Court of the United States.
I onda su konačno došli na Vrhovni sud.
Where former President John Quincy Adams defends them.
Gdje ih brani bivši američki predsjednik John Quincy Adams.
And they win their freedom a fourth time.
I tamo su po četvrti put dobili slobodu.
And they want to go home to Africa.
I htjeli su se vratiti natrag u Afriku.
The movie ends with them on the boat.
Film završava s njima na brodu.
And the hero of the story stands on the bow of the ship.
A heroj te priče stoji na pramcu tog broda.
His name is Sinke.
Njegovo ime je Sinke.
And as the credits roll,
i dok se tako vrti ona odjevna špica,
a tear rolls down his cheek.
Suza mu teče niz obraz.
And these words appear on the screen.
I na zaslonu se pojavljuju ove riječi.
Sinke returned to his home.
Sinke se vratio u svoj dom.
To find his farm burned.
I njegova farma bila je spaljena.
His family was gone.
Obitelj mu je nestala.
He never saw them again.
Nikada ih više nije vidio.
And the movie ends.
I film završava.
But the story does not.
Ali priča ne završava.
Because Sinke was a real person.
Zato jer Sinke je bila stvarna osoba.
And when his farm was discovered burned.
I kad je otkrio da mu je farma spaljena.
And his family was gone.
I nestala mu je obitelj.
He needed a new career.
Trebao je novi posao.
A new way to make money.
Novi način kako će zaraditi za život.
What did this man with his freedom do?
Što taj čovjek čini sa svojom slobodom?
Bought and sold slaves.
Kupuje i prodaje robove.
What is it about human beings?
Što je to ipak u ljudima?
That makes us take our freedom.
Da svoju slobodu
and enslave others.
Uzimamo zdravo za gotovo i onda porobljujemo.
How do you use your freedom in Christ?
Kako vi koristite svoju slobodu u Kristu?
To make slaves?
Da stvarate robove?
Or free men?
Ili da oslobađate ljude?
Fourth.
Četvrto.
The peers had passion.
Njegovi kolege.
In verse 31 it says.
Samilost. U 31. stihu.
So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done.
Kad njegovi drugovi vidješe što se dogodilo, silno ražalošćeni odoše i sve to dojaviše gospodaru.
They were very grieved.
Bili su silno ožalošćeni.
They were shocked.
Bili su u šoku.
They were appalled.
Bili su zgroženi.
They were horrified.
Prestrašeni su bili sa onime što su vidjeli.
By something that was so obvious.
Nečime što je bilo toliko očito.
Do the things that grieve God grieve you?
Da li stvari koje žaloste Boga, žaloste i vas?
I wonder if you know this word boogeyman.
Ne znam da li znate za ovu riječ baba roga.
We use it to describe scary things.
S tim objašnjavamo nešto što nas plaši.
Monsters.
Čudovišta.
The stuff hiding under the bed.
Ono što se skriva ispod kreveta.
That threatened to grab children at nighttime.
Što prijeti da uzme djecu po noći.
The creature hiding in your closet.
Ono stvorenje koje se skriva u vašem ormaru.
That makes you afraid to turn out the light.
Zbog kojeg se bojite upaliti svjetlo.
When I was a little boy, the boogeyman had a different name.
Kad sam ja bio dječak, baba roga je imala drugo ime.
His name was Ted Bundy.
On se zvao Ted Bundy.
I come from the town where Ted Bundy killed people.
Ja potječem iz grada gdje je Ted Bundy ubijao ljude.
He killed young people.
Ubijao je mlade ljude.
At the university in my city.
Na sveučilištu u mom gradu.
And they would arrest him and put him in prison.
Onda su ga uhitili, bacili ga u zatvor.
But he was a slippery criminal.
Ali on je bio prilično vješt kriminalac.
And he escaped once.
Tako da je jednom pobjegao.
And I was only 6 or 7 years old.
Ja sam tada imao 6 ili 7 godina.
And I was convinced that what was hiding under my bed.
Ja sam bio siguran da ono što se skriva ispod mog kreveta
was Ted Bundy.
Je bio Ted Bundy.
He was a monster.
On je bio čudovište.
But he was real.
Ali bio je stvaran.
And I was afraid of him.
I bojao sam ga se.
It took more than 10 years.
Trebalo je proći još više od 10 godina.
For the state of Florida.
Dok država Florida.
To execute the criminal murderer Ted Bundy.
Dok Florida nije pogubila tog kriminalca Teda Bundya.
And all the little boys like me had grown up.
Svi dječaci poput mene već smo bili odrasli.
And I was watching the night they executed him.
I ja sam to gledao one noći kad su ga pogubili.
With all of my Christian friends.
Sa svim mojim prijateljima kršćanima.
It was on every television channel.
To je bilo na svim televizijskim kanalima.
The reporters were standing outside of the prison.
I novinari su stajali izvan zatvora.
Waiting for the hour to come when Ted Bundy would be dead.
Čekali su kad će doći vrijeme kada će Ted Bundy biti mrtav.
On one side of the street were Christians.
S jedne strane ceste su bili kršćani.
Waiting outside the prison.
Koji su čekali izvan sa vanjske strane zatvora.
On the other side of the street were anti-death penalty people.
A s druge strane ceste su bili ljudi, aktivisti koji se zalažu za ukidanje smrtne kazne.
Protesting the execution of Ted Bundy.
Koji su protestirali protiv pogubljenja Teda Bundya.
When the prison warden came out at midnight,
i kad je upravitelj zatvora u ponoć izašao van,
he pronounced the boogeyman Ted Bundy dead.
On je babarogu Teda Bundya proglasio mrtvim.
The protesters cried.
Koji su demonstrirali protiv smrtne kazne su plakali.
The Christians shouted with joy.
A kršćani su vikali od radosti.
And the young man sitting next to me at home.
A mladić koji je sjedio pokraj mene, kod mene doma,
said this is not right.
I rekao je ovo nije u redu.
Don't get me wrong, Ted Bundy got what he deserved.
Nemoj me pogrešno shvatiti, Ted Bundy je primio ono što je zaradio.
Even less than what he deserved.
Čak i manje od onoga što si je zaslužio.
It was actually very merciful.
U stvari iskazana mu je velika milost.
And kind compared to what he had done.
I bili su jako ljubazni prema njemu u usporedbi s onime što je on radio.
But what grieved the heart of God did not grieve the heart of those people.
Ali ono što žalosti Božje srce nije žalostilo srca ovih ljudi.
God does not delight in the death of the wicked.
Bog se ne raduje smrti opakih.
Even the death of Ted Bundy.
Čak niti smrti Teda Bundya.
What I saw there was not do justly, love mercy and walk humbly with thy God.
I ono što sam vidio nije bilo da jednostavno hodaš u poniznosti sa svojim Bogom i činiš pravednost.
Do the things that grieve the heart of God grieve you?
Da li stvari koje žaloste Božje srce žaloste i tebe?
Finally, I want you to notice the master's mercilessness.
I htio bih da na kraju zapazimo gospodarevu bešćutnost.
Verses 32 to 34 say
32 do 34.
Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?" And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him.
Tada ga gospodar dozva i reče mu, slugo opaki, sav sam ti onaj dug oprostio jer si me zamolio. Nije li trebalo da se i ti smiluješ svome drugu kao što sam se i ja tebi smilovao? I gospodar ga, rasrđen, preda mučiteljima dok mu ne vrati svega duga.
The summons of this compassionate king.
Znači poziv ovog milosrdnog kralja
were the words, "You wicked servant."
Ono što je rekao, rekao je zli opaki slugo.
This is the opposite of what all of us hope to hear at the end.
I to je suprotno od svega onoga što bi se svako od nas nadao čuti na kraju ove priče.
You good and faithful servant.
Ti dobri i vjerni slugo.
This is the fear of everyone who believes.
To je strah svakoga koji vjeruje.
That we would be told that we're wicked.
Da će nama se na kraju reći da smo zli, opaki.
By God Almighty.
I to od strane Boga svemogućeg.
And what is the sentence for this wicked servant?
A koja je kazna ili presuda za ovog opakog slugu.
The king delivered him to torturers or jailers.
I gospodar ga rasrđen preda mučiteljima.
Until he should repay all the debt.
Dok ne vrati sav dug.
This is what ancient bankruptcy looks like.
Tako je izgledao bankrot u stara vremena.
There are no laws to protect those with no money who owe great debts.
Nije bilo zakona koji bi štitili one koji su dužni puno novaca.
Only the compassion of a king.
Mogli su se izvući samo na kraljevo smilovanje.
Whose grace and compassion was now offended.
Kraljeva milost i njegovo suosjećanje sada su doživjeli uvredu.
And so they foreclosed not on the man's things.
I onda nisu sjeli na stvari toga čovjeka,
but on his very life,
nego su sjeli na njegov život.
To be put into prison to repay,
bacili su ga u zatvor da otplati.
A debt that could never be repaid.
Dug koji se nikada ne može otplatiti.
This is an image of hell itself.
To je znači slika samog pakla.
To be sent somewhere for eternity.
Biti poslan nekamo za cijelu vječnost.
To repay a debt that cannot ever be repaid.
Da vratiš dug koji se nikada ne može vratiti.
To a good God who is offended.
Dobrom Bogu kojega si uvrijedio.
And pours out his wrath against all unrighteousness.
I koji je izlio svoj gnjev na svu nepravednost.
Why did this king call his servant wicked?
Zašto kralj naziva slugu opakim?
Was it because he asked for the money that was owed him?
Zato jer je tražio novac koji mu je ovaj bio dužan?
No.
Ne.
He didn't lose his job.
On nije ostao bez posla.
He was expected to keep his job.
Od njega se očekivalo da zadrži taj posao.
And to perform his duties honorably.
I da časno dalje obavlja svoj posao.
In a similar fashion as the king had done.
Na jednaki način kao što je to kralj učinio prema njemu.
What earns him the judgment of wicked servant?
Ono zbog čega je zaslužio presudu opakog sluge.
According to the words of this scripture.
Prema onome što je ovdje u pismu zapisano.
In verse 33.
U 33.
Is you should have had compassion.
Nije li trebalo da se i ti smiluješ?
On your fellow servant.
Smiluješ svome drugu.
I have a principle I want to give you.
Imam jedno načelo s kojim vas, koje vam želim dati.
The principle of horizontal justification.
To je načelo horizontalnog opravdanja.
What is justification or maybe vertical justification?
Što je opravdanje ili možda vertikalno opravdanje?
Every human being has sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Svi ljudi su sagriješili i lišeni su Božje slave.
We stand before the bench or the judgment of God.
Stojimo pred Božjom sudačkom stolicom.
Where God himself is the judge.
Gdje je sam Bog sudija.
Knowing we're guilty and we have offended him.
Znamo da smo krivi, znamo da smo ga uvrijedili.
Not a little bit.
Ne malo.
But more than can ever be repaid.
Nego više nego što se ikada može platiti.
We have a sin debt that is uncountable.
Imamo kaznu koju bi trebali platiti za grijeh koju je nemoguće izbrojati.
As much as 10,000 times 10,000.
Više nego 10,000 puta 10,000.
And then a lot more than that.
I još malo, puno više iznad toga.
A myriad of offense times a myriad of offense.
Mirijada prijestupa puta mirijada prijestupa.
We have so offended God, you wouldn't believe it.
Toliko smo uvrijedili Boga da to ne možete ni vjerovati.
And what does this God do?
A što Bog čini?
He judges sin.
On sudi grijeh.
He doesn't call black white, he calls black black.
On ne naziva crno bijelim, nego crno naziva crnim.
He says, this is evil, this is wicked.
I on kaže, to je zlo.
You are a wicked servant.
Ti si opaki sluga.
He picks up the hammer.
Uzima svoj sudački čekić.
The gavel.
Onaj čekić.
And before he pronounces our judgment as guilty.
I prije nego što nas proglasi krivima.
Our defender enters the courtroom.
Naš branitelj ulazi u sudnicu.
This is Jesus.
To je Isus.
And he says, don't judge them, judge me.
I on kaže, nemoj suditi njemu, sudi meni.
They get my record of good, I get their record of wicked.
Ja uzimam njihov dug na sebe, a na njih prenašam svoju dobrotu.
And I pay the debt that cannot be paid.
I ja plaćam dug koji se ne može platiti.
For everyone who will be saved.
Za svakoga ko želi spasenje.
And we get the pronouncement, not guilty.
I naša presuda glasi, nije kriv.
And Jesus goes to the cross.
A Isus ide na križ.
We are pronounced just.
Nas se proglašava pravednima.
And the gavel of God falls.
I Boži čekić udara tu presudu.
For eternity.
Za cijelu vječnost.
This is horizontal. This is vertical justification. It comes from God and down to us.
To je vertikalno opravdanje koje mi primamo od Boga.
But this is not the end of the story.
Ali to nije kraj priče.
This God who is compassionate,
ovaj suosjećajni Bog,
and forgiving,
i koji oprašta,
expects us to do likewise.
Očekuje od nas da mi postupamo na isti način.
Horizontally.
Ali u horizontalnoj.
With brothers and sisters.
Sa braćom i sestrama.
We are to call just what God calls just.
Moramo nazivati pravednim ono što Bog naziva pravednim.
And if I'm just and Damir is just,
i ako sam ja pravedan i Damir je pravedan,
I don't have the right not to forgive him.
Ja nemam pravo ne oprostiti mu.
In the US court system, we call this double jeopardy.
Mi to u američkom pravnom sustavu nazivamo double jeopardy, kako to prevodite? Amerikanci pomoć.
If you have been forgiven of a
ako ti je nešto oprošteno,
you cannot be tried for it again.
Ne mogu ti ponovno zbog toga suditi.
This is what God does.
To je ono što Bog čini.
Tried once.
Jednom ti se sudi.
Not guilty because of Christ.
Nisi kriv zbog Krista.
Forever.
Za uvijek.
Done.
Završeno.
There is no second trial.
Nema drugog suđenja.
This is what we're to do.
A tako i mi moramo činiti.
70 times 7.
70 puta 7.
When I was in the ninth grade, I had to read Merchant of Venice.
Dok sam bio u devetom razredu, morao sam pročitati Mletačkog trgovca.
The play by William Shakespeare.
Roman Williama Shakespearea.
It's a comedy.
To je komedija.
It's a story about a Jew and a Christian.
To je priča o Židovu i kršćaninu.
Antonio the Christian.
Antonio je kršćanin.
And Shylock the Jew.
A Shylock je Židov.
They live in Venice, Italy.
Žive u Veneciji, u Italiji.
They're both wealthy merchants.
I obojica su bogati trgovci.
And Shylock hates Antonio.
A Shylock mrzi Antonija.
They are competitors.
Oni su suparnici.
In the same business.
U istom poslu.
Shylock tries to find ways to put Antonio out of business.
I Shylock traži načine kako će Antonija izbaciti iz posla.
One day Antonio needs money.
I jednog dana Antonio je potreban novac.
He takes all of the money that he has and puts it into a ship.
I uzeo je sav novac koji ima i stavio ga je na brod.
Into a shipment of goods that are supposed to come to Vienna, to Venice.
I to je uložio u jednu pošiljku dobara robe koja je trebala doći u Veneciju.
While he's waiting for his ship to come in,
i dok čeka da se brod vrati,
his good friend wants to get married.
Njegov dobar prijatelj želi se oženiti.
And needs money for his wedding party.
I treba mu novac za svadbenu proslavu.
Antonio has no more money.
Antonio više nema novaca.
So he does what he can't believe that he's going to do and borrow money from Shylock.
I čini nešto što nije vjerovao nikada da će učiniti, nego je posudio novac od Shylocka.
He promised to repay Shylock.
I obećao je da će Shylocku vratiti novac.
When his ship comes in.
Kad se njegov brod vrati.
But Shylock says no, if your ship does not come in.
Ali Shylock veli ne, ako se tvoj brod ne vrati.
If you cannot repay.
Ako ne možeš vratiti.
I will not put you in prison.
Neću te baciti u zatvor.
I will not let you pay later.
Neću čekati na odgođenu otplatu.
I will not charge you as much interest as a Russian bank.
Neću ti zaračunati kamate kao ruska banka.
I will take you to court.
Idemo na sud.
And I want to be paid 1 pound of your flesh.
Želim da mi platiš sa pola kile tvoga mesa.
And so you can guess what happens. The ship crashes and Antonio loses.
I pretpostavljamo što se dogodilo. Brod je potonuo i Antonio je izgubio sve.
Shylock takes him to court.
Shylock ide s njim na sud.
And while the case is being presented,
i dok tako predstavljaju svoj slučaj sucu,
Shylock sharpens his knife.
Shylock je počeo oštriti noževe.
And he asked himself where he can cut the pound of flesh.
I pitao se gdje ipak može odrezati pola kile mesa.
That will result in Antonio's death.
Što će rezultirati smrću njegovog konkurenta.
Before the sentence can be pronounced.
Ali nego, prije nego što je bila donesena presuda.
And Antonio loses his life.
I Antonio izgubi život.
His defense attorney.
Njegov branitelj.
Makes a speech.
Iznosi svoj govor.
And the name of this speech is famous in English literature.
I u engleskoj literaturi je vrlo poznat naziv tog govora.
It is called "The quality of mercy is not strained."
A kvaliteta milosti nije opala, zove se. Nije nategnuta, pardon.
And the summary of the speech goes like this.
A sažetak tog govora je ovakav.
Therefore, Jew, though justice be thy plea.
Židove, iako je pravda ono na što se pozivaš.
Consider this.
Promotri sljedeću stvar.
That in the course of justice.
Da bi se došlo do pravde.
None of us should see salvation.
Nitko od nas ne bi vidio spasenje.
We do pray for mercy.
Ono za čim mi vapimo je milosrđe.
And that same prayer teaches us.
I ta nas molitva uči.
To also render the deeds of mercy.
Da činimo djela milosrđa.
Do you understand the theology?
Razumijete li teologiju?
We don't stand before God and say justice.
Mi ne stojimo pred Bogom i vičemo pravda.
We stand before God and yell mercy.
Nego stojimo pred Bogom i vapimo za milosrđem.
And that prayer teaches us to render the deeds of mercy.
A ova molitva nas uči tome da činimo djela milosrđa.
That's vertical and that's horizontal justification.
To je vertikalno i horizontalno opravdanje.
And ironically, it's very cross-shaped.
I vrlo je ironično da je to opravdanje u obliku križa.
Do you have a little Shylock inside of you?
Da li u vama čuči možda nekakav Sherlock?
Yeah, me too.
Da, i u meni.
So finally Jesus gives us the heart of the matter in verse 35.
I u 35. stihu Isus daje srž stvari.
So my heavenly Father also will do to each of you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses or debts.
Tako će i Otac moj nebeski učiniti s vama ili sa svakim od vas ako svatko od srca ne oprosti svomu bratu prijestupa ili duga.
You see the word brother?
Vidite li riječ bratu?
The frame is now closed.
Tu se zatvara taj okvir.
This is the context.
To je kontekst.
This is the punchline.
To je ona udarna riječ.
This is the lesson.
To je pouka.
If you don't forgive your brother from your heart.
Ako ti ne oprostiš svome bratu od sveg srca.
Each of us.
Svatko od nas.
Jesus is not interested in changing people's behavior.
Isusa ne zanima kako će promijeniti ponašanje ljudi.
He's most interested in changing their hearts.
Njega zanima kako će ljudima promijeniti srce.
Because our actions follow our hearts.
Zato jer naši postupci slijede ono što nam je u srcu.
He did not say forgive your brother.
Nije rekao oprosti svome bratu.
But forgive your brother from your heart.
Nego oprosti svome bratu od srca.
Just as my father from his heart has forgiven you.
Jednako kao što je i moj otac od srca oprostio vama.
This is a scary thing to me.
Meni je ovo zastrašujuća stvar.
To think that God would offer forgiveness.
Pomisliti si da recimo Bog nudi oproštenje.
And that we the great debtor would slap the hand away.
A da ćemo mi koji smo toliko dužni jednostavno odmahnuti and njegovu tu ruku oproštenja od sebe.
And that this God who can forgive.
I da taj Bog koji može opraštati.
And who does forgive.
I koji uistinu oprašta.
And who paid a dear cost for that forgiveness.
I koji je platio visoku cijenu za to oproštenje.
Could be so offended.
Može biti toliko povrijeđen.
That he would send good religious people to hell.
Da će poslati dobre religiozne ljude u pakao.
Forever.
Za uvijek.
To be forever repaying a debt.
Da za uvijek vraćaju dug.
That no one but Jesus can pay.
Kojega nitko osim Isusa ne može platiti.
Do you know the Lord's prayer?
Znate kako ide Oče naš?
Theologians divided up into little pieces.
Teolozi su ga rascijepkali na male dijelove.
The fifth thing we ask for in the Lord's Prayer.
Peta stvar koju tražimo u Oče našu.
Is that our Father would forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Je da naš Otac nama oprosti naše duge kao što i mi opraštamo našim dužnicima.
Have you prayed this prayer?
Jeste ikada molili tu molitvu?
Do you know what you're saying?
Znate što govorite u njoj?
You're asking the God and the judge of all.
Vi tražite od Boga i onoga koji sudi svima,
whose scales measure truly.
Čija vaga istinski točno važe.
To look down from heaven.
Da pogleda s neba.
And to measure the way we forgive each other.
I da izmjeri način na koji mi opraštamo jedni drugima.
And however that measure comes.
I kako ispadne to mjerenje.
However much it is.
Koliko god je to opraštanje.
Or however little it is.
Ili koliko malo je to opraštanje.
That he used that same measure to forgive us our daily debt.
Da tu istu mjeru upotrijebi na nama kad oprašta naš dug.
What can be a blessing could also be a curse.
Ono što može biti blagoslov može se preokrenuti u prokletstvo.
If we're like that servant who is wicked.
Ako smo poput ovog opakog sluge.
This might be the worst thing.
Možda to...
It might be the worst thing to say to a powerful God.
Možda je to najgora stvar koju možemo reći moćnom Bogu.
Who holds the power of hell in his hand.
Koji u svojoj ruci ima moć pakla.
When I was a child, my father was a pastor.
Dok sam bio dijete, moj otac je bio pastor.
He's still a pastor.
Još uvijek je pastor.
50 years of ministry.
Ima za sobom 50 godina službe.
We didn't have a lot of money when I was growing up.
I dok sam rastao, nismo imali puno novaca.
We were not very poor either.
Nismo bili niti krajnje siromašni.
We had enough.
Imali smo dovoljno.
But not a lot of extra.
Ali nije bilo puno viškova.
But my dad was a frugal saver of money.
Ali moj otac je jako pomno štedio novac.
Very disciplined and principled.
Imao je vrlo visoka načela i bio je discipliniran.
My whole life he saved a little bit.
Čitav moj život pomalo je štedio.
And he invested that money.
I ulagao je taj novac.
For his retirement.
Za svoju mirovinu.
For my college.
Za moje obrazovanje.
For the future.
Za budućnost.
When I was a senior at the university,
i dok sam završavao svoj studij na zadnjoj godini dok sam bio,
and I was so full of wisdom,
i dok sam bio toliko pun mudrosti,
that I dropped out of the university,
da sam odustao od studija,
to start a business,
da krenem sa svojim poslom,
at the ripe old age of 22,
sa uzreloj dobi od 22 godine,
I went to apply for a business loan.
I onda sam otišao u banku i prijavio se za kredit poslovni.
And the banker said, "You must be kidding."
I bankar mi je rekao, ti se sigurno šališ.
I began to try to scheme about how to get the money.
I počeo sam onda smišljati način kako mogu prevarom doći do novca.
I was newly married.
Tek sam se oženio.
And my wife was offered an opportunity to purchase a franchise.
I mojoj supruzi je bilo ponuđeno da uđe u jednu franšizu, da plati za ime nečega drugog.
And we had no real business experience.
Nismo imali nikakvog poslovnog iskustva.
But we had big dreams.
Ali smo imali velike snove.
And so my father, reluctantly but willingly,
ali moj otac okljevajući, ali vrlo voljno,
came to me and said,
došao je k meni i rekao,
why don't I give you the money?
Zašto ti ja ne bi dao novac?
That way in case things don't go as planned.
Tako da ako stvari možda ne krenu kao što si planirao,
you don't have to face bankruptcy at 22.
Ne moraš se suočavati s bankrotom sa 22 godine.
And the bank won't foreclose on your whole life.
I onda ti banka neće opljeniti cijeli život.
And so I took the money.
Ja sam uzeo novac.
Now how much money it was, I won't tell you.
Koliko je to novaca bilo, neću vam reći.
But what I will tell you is that was the bulk of my dad's life savings.
Ali reći ću vam da se radilo o većem dijelu onoga što je moj otac uštedio.
After a year in business.
Nakon godinu dana u biznisu.
We had no money.
Nismo imali novaca.
And we had debt.
I bili smo u dugu.
And we closed the business.
I zatvorili smo posao.
A sad and dark day for me.
Za mene je to bio mračan i žalostan dan.
I'm the firstborn child of my family.
Ja sam prvorođenac u obitelji.
And the worst thing a firstborn son can do
I najgora stvar koju prvorođenac može učiniti
is disappoint his father.
Je da razočara svog oca.
And I knew my father was disappointed.
A znao sam da je moj otac bio razočaran.
And so I did what anyone would do.
I učinio sam ono što bi svako učinio.
I avoided my father.
Izbjegavao sam oca.
I didn't talk about it.
Nisam razgovarao o tome.
He didn't talk about it.
On nije razgovarao o tome.
For a long time.
Jako dugo.
And then one day,
I onda jednog dana,
about 7 or 8 years later,
7 ili 8 godina kasnije,
I was in seminary preparing to go into the ministry.
Bio sam na studiju, pripremao sam se da idem u službu.
And my dad called me on the phone.
I otac me nazvao na telefon.
And he said, I need to meet with you and see you.
Rekao je, moramo se naći, želim razgovarati.
I have some paperwork I need you to sign and some things I need to give you.
Imam nekakvu papirologiju koju trebaš potpisati I želim ti nešto dati.
Some legal documents.
Pravne dokumente.
And I kind of suspected what was coming.
I malo sam već naslučivao o čemu se radi.
I told my father to write me out of the will.
Rekao sam ocu da me izbriše iz svoje oporuke.
And to leave anything that was left over.
I da sve ono što preostane.
After my prodigal son spending.
Nakon što je njegov odmetnuti sin to potrošio.
To my only brother.
Da to ostavim mom jedinom bratu.
A few days later a knock came to my door.
I nakon par dana neko je kucao na vratima.
And it was my dad.
I bio je to tata.
Holding this.
Držao je ovo.
This is a letter that has the directions for his last will and testament.
To je pismo u kojem su sadržane naznake njegove posljednje volje.
He said, I want you to have this.
I rekao je, želim da to imaš.
So that in the event of my death,
tako da u slučaju da ja umrem,
you will see that my will has you and your brother as equal inheritors.
Tako da vidiš da u mojoj oporuci I ti I brat nasljeđujete jednako.
When I received this letter from my father,
I kad sam primio to pismo od tate,
I discovered something that I did not know.
Otkrio sam nešto što nisam znao.
That I was the son of a compassionate and forgiving father.
Da sam dijete suosjećajnog oca koji oprašta.
Do you have a letter like this?
Imate li vi možda ovakvo pismo?
From your heavenly father?
Od vašeg nebeskog oca?
Do you have a letter like this of forgiveness and compassion?
Imate li možda ovakvo pismo u kojem se iskazuje suosjećanje I opraštanje?
Written in the blood of Jesus?
Ispisano Kristovom krvlju?
For 20 years now I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter.
Ja već 20 godina pokušavam doći do srži stvari.
But my will is weak.
Ali moja volja je slaba.
And my best intentions are scattered.
I moje najbolje nakane promašuju cilj.
But in Christ I've found.
Ali u Kristu sam saznao, shvatio.
It's about forgiveness.
Stvar je u opraštanju.
What's the matter?
Što je srž?
What's the heart of the matter with you?
Što je srž kod vas?
Bethany Church, do you know?
Betanio, znaš li to?
Amen.
Amen.